Roz FM, Mpumalanga. Azisha.
It is your feel-good radio station. This is Rise FM Lunch with me, Lily Wakhamakofane. I cannot wait for us to have this particular conversation here. Shando, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How's it going?
I love your energy. I'm super excited to be chatting to you. This is a conversation that is very necessary to be had. I think we should have had it last week already, but I'm so glad that we're able to make time for it. And thank you for joining us on Rise FM Lunch.
Always,
it's always
a pleasure.
Shando, as a family law expert, how normal? Because it seems to have been normalized in South Africa, and we don't even get shocked when incidents of family disputes, especially over the custody of children, come up. Has this happened so long that the country has sort of normalized the incidents in South Africa?
You know, I was still quite shocked when I saw this, but you know, we do custody disputes, a lot of custody disputes, and if there's one area of the law where people's emotions really run high, mm-hmm. it's concerning children. And it's not because they're bad people, it's because both parties believe they can better care for the children.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like at the heart of it, you have a custody dispute, and at the heart of that, you've got two groups of people who love the children, and both of them who think, but listen, it would be best for the child if they're with us. But what you shouldn't do is go to the school with pangas and a couple of goons with AK-47s.
Yeah.
Even if before that, if you were the best parent, that's not going to be taken away from
you. It's not a good look.
You know, or the best grandfather or grandmother. But what's happening in this matter, happens in a lot of matters that we see, is where the parent dies or something happens to a parent or people are going through divorce. And then maybe there's drugs or something involved, and both parties can't look after the children, but then you've got the groups of in-laws versus each other. And you'll probably find that dispute is one in a long line of disputes that they've had.
Yeah.
And now finally, it's just that's a straw that broke the camel's back. But if you want to see people get super excited and act phenomenally irrational, you know, put children in the middle and children that they love.
Absolutely. And the mother is said to have passed away. So you're absolutely right in saying in most instances, one of the parents or the parents pass away. And this is what seems to be the case as far as the story is concerned. But what leads to such incidents? Is there anything they could have done or handled the situation better? I mean, obviously, you did mention it's for the love of the children, right? So one would say they have good intentions, but they just don't know how to express their frustrations.
Yeah, look, this is going to school with pangas and goons and guns is obviously not the way to do it. But at the end of the day, that if you are a competing anybody, whether you can be, the Children's Act says if you believe you should look after a child, be the day-to-day custodial parent, you can apply to court and show that you're an interested person. You can have a domestic worker who does it for children because the parents got to look after it. You can have it grandparents, school teachers, anybody that's involved in this child's life, but there's only one thing that you must prove to the court, and that is that what you say and what you want will be in the minor child's best interest. Now, we can look at the government and look at everybody and say there's a lot of things they've done wrong, but the one thing they have done right, one thing that the courts take very, very seriously is the High Court is the upper guardian of all children, and they take that job seriously. And in a matter like this, if you go to court and there's two competing family groups for children, the children are good enough to voice what they want and what they'd like, the court will appoint an attorney, a curator ad litem, for the children. I do that myself all the time.
Yeah.
Then you have to do an inquiry. It's called the voice of the child. Find out what do these children want, what's going on. In this case, unfortunately, we don't have all the facts, and we don't know why the children were already staying with the grandparents. It might have even been before the mother passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So there were some problems there, whether it was emotional or addiction or who knows what it was, but the children already seemed to be in care of the maternal grandparents, and there seemed to be a long-running dispute with the paternal grandparents. But in a case like this, the remedy is the same. Both parties can apply to court and say, listen, it's in these children's best interest if we are the parents, and then they have to convince the court of that, and whoever convinces the court, well, that's the order that will be made. And all of this can be encompassed in one document. It's called a parenting plan. If there are groups of families and both love the children, then both will have a right to see the children. Both will have the right to take the children away on vacation, and both will have the duty to pay maintenance.
Shando, I hear you loud and clear, but you know, before I let you go, we've almost run out of time. I'm tempted to ask this one, and it's pressing so much that I need to squeeze it in. But in your honest opinion, how quickly and speedily do courts respond to such matters? Do they respond quick enough?
If you have a competent attorney, a specialist matrimonial attorney, and there's not many of us, a specialist matrimonial law firm, you can have a matter like this sorted out within 2 days.
2 days, okay. But yeah, one could easily get even extremely frustrated in those 2 days, right?
Yeah. Look, it's difficult. You've got two groups of people who believe they are the best for the children. Yeah. And in our courts, if you have something to say, then you're allowed to come and say it.
Absolutely.
You know, if you believe that I can look after the child better because I'm richer, I've got more money, I've got a better support structure, the child is used to us, you know what, then you've got the right to come to the court and say, but if you take a specialist law firm in a matter like this, we can approach the court on an urgent basis, even at 2 o'clock at night. You know, if it's super, super urgent.
Yeah. Shando, thank you so much for making time to chat to us. We appreciate you. Appreciate your insight and knowledge on this matter. I'm hoping we don't have any similar situations, so we have a need to reach out to you. You know, but if that happens, don't be surprised if we give you a call.
You can reach out to me anytime. I love to help people in these situations. That's
absolutely
what we do.
Absolutely. Shando Theron, who is a family law expert, touching on the Pastor Mboro situation, dragging kids out of school with pangas, weapons, AK-47, one mentioned, along with his brother, dragging the kids out of school. It's a family dispute over the custody of the two children, one child in grade R, the other in grade 2. Was it even necessary, you ask? All the time.